Far away on the other side of the mountains, Charlemagne heard that sound. "I hear Roland's horn," he cried. "Roland calls to me for help. I must go to him." Then the king with his great army turned back to help the guard. While Charlemagne and his army were hastening back over the mountains, the soldiers of the guard were fighting bravely. At last, a coward struck Oliver from behind with his spear. Then Oliver called Roland to him, for he knew that he was dying. Roland ran quickly to his comrade and put his arms about the wounded warrior. "Oh, Oliver, my friend, how can I live without you?" he cried. Oliver spoke loving words to Roland. Then his head dropped on Roland's shoulder, and the brave knight died. For hours the battle went on. At last Roland alone was left to fight the enemy, but not one of the Saracens dared to come within reach of his sword. Suddenly, as they circled around him, fearing to come near, they heard the trumpets of Charlemagne. "The trumpets of friends!" they cried. "The great Charles is coming. We must escape while there is yet time." So 400 of the bravest Saracens went as near to Roland as they dared and threw their spears at him. Then they fled from the field. Again, the trumpets rang out, and this time the sound was near at hand. But Roland knew that Charlemagne's army had come too late. Oliver was dead, and so were all the other faithful friends who had followed him to battle. Roland himself was so badly wounded that he knew he could not live. He climbed a little hill and lay down under a pine tree with his face toward the land of Spain, closing his eyes as if to sleep. When Charlemagne and his army came, they found him lying there, and they knew that France had lost her greatest warrior and her noblest knight.